This is cool. A debut novel is out, and it has a catchy name to it with an important theme. Coming of age as fat brown girl in a white Connecticut suburb is hard, harder when your whole life is on fire, though. So let's bring you on, considered a new voice on the YA YAW scene with your latest work, Fat Chance, Charlie Vega, Crystal Maldonado. Good morning to you, Crystal.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Busy lady you are. Writer by night, course marketer, social media manager by day. Your work has been published, but now here you are working on your first novel. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Do we call this kind of stepping out, perhaps even in the memoir land?
So I would say it's not the memoir, but it is definitely there are pieces that are inspired by my real life, which is kind of fun.
Of course, often we write what we know. So here we are, Fat Chance, Charlie Vega. What's your storyline?
So this story is really about a 16-year-old Puerto Rican girl. She's fat, and she's looking for love in all different kinds of ways. So she's exploring love within her friendships, within her family, and she's got a kind of complex relationship with her mom. She's looking for first love, and she's also sort of on a journey for self-love. So it's got love for everyone in it.
Yes. And let's go back to how Charlie came about and, of course, why you wrote a young adult novel.
So the inspiration for this book is really because I wanted to create something that had a fat brown girl as a lead in a romantic storyline for young folks. So I really wanted to see something like this when I was a teenager. And so I just decided, you know what, I'm going to write it. And I wanted to make a story that talked about body positivity and also talked about, you know, biracial identity and explored things like families and friendships. Because these are all things that are really important to me, and I sort of wanted to package some lessons and things into a book and then gift that to young people, and hopefully they can get to a place in their life where they appreciate themselves and love their bodies a little sooner than I did.
Well, let's start on body positivity. How do we maneuver a life if, as you said it, if a young girl is fat?
Yeah. So for me, a big thing that I would encourage young people to do is to just start exploring things on social media, exploring reading, and thinking about bodies in general and the ways that we can start looking at other bodies through hashtags is so important. So you can look up like the fat acceptance, fat positivity hashtags on like Instagram, and suddenly your feed is overflowing with all of these different looking bodies. And that's a good thing. I would love for us to start normalizing that not all bodies look the same and not all, you know, journeys to that self-love look the same. And it's different for everybody. And the sooner you can start to see other people and appreciate them for who they are, then I feel like the sooner you can appreciate yourself.
You were noted as having once felt all of your issues at a young age added up to the end of the world. You did change your point of view and decided to write this book for anyone who has ever felt similar. Crystal, talk to me about how others would, what's the message for others that aren't fat that are reading this?
Yeah, so if you're not fat and you're reading this, you definitely get introduced to what it's like for fat folks. And I think that's important, just that compassion and that empathy element. But there's also a lot in this book that is sort of universal. So families are a universal thing, and friendships are universal. And there's also the element of just learning to love and appreciate yourself regardless of what it is that makes you feel insecure. So I think we all have things that make us feel a little less than sometimes, whatever that may be. For Charlie, it's her weight. You know, for someone else, it might be that they wear glasses. It might be, you know, their nose or something. We all have these things that make us feel vulnerable. And so this really is a story just about learning to appreciate yourself and embrace yourself as you are. So I hope there's a little bit of something for everybody in it.
Describe the front cover. I often ask this question.
Oh, gosh. So I love this front cover. I feel like I got so lucky.
Yeah.
So it features this, like, just so fashionable, fat brown girl, like, at its heart. She's got glasses. She's got this great curly hair. And she is in front of these beautiful flowers. And it's almost as if these flowers are kind of blooming behind her. And I feel like that tells you all you need to know about Charlie. It's like, this story is about this girl and her journey to bloom and to blossom. And it also, honestly, it's got gold, like, lettering, and it's these, like, gorgeous colors. So I hope it makes people stop and pick it up and be like, what is this book about? I need to know.
Do you know, again, you've written about a 16-year-old fat Puerto Rican girl looking for love. What about is a 16-year-old fat Puerto Rican boy looking for love? Would he relate with this reading?
I think that, you know, anybody who picks this up can hopefully relate to the story. And I don't know what it's like to be a fat Puerto Rican brown boy, but I think that there are some similarities. So, you can only experience the world as your identity. For Charlie, she's fat and she's Puerto Rican. And yes, she is also a girl, but if you're a fat Puerto Rican boy, you can relate to those elements too. You get told that you need to lose weight, and, you know, you get told by the world that you need to be whiter or be a little different than you are. And so those are messages, I think, that, you know, a lot of people can relate to, even if they're not exactly like who Charlie is.
Crystal, how was it writing a debut book in a time of pandemic?
Oh, it was wild, a wild ride. So being able to have this book published is literally a dream come true for me. But it's been interesting to have those positive feelings sort of juxtaposed with the stresses of the pandemic, which obviously has been really difficult on us all. Mm. So, you know, when you see people having a hard time, it's sometimes a little tough to be like, hey, I wrote this book and you should check it out.
Yeah.
But there have been some nice silver linings, and I know I personally have been doing a lot of reading during this pandemic, so I'm hoping it gives people something to enjoy and distract them from what might otherwise be a really tough and difficult time.
Day by day. Thank you, author Crystal Maldonado. Your book is out, Fat Chance, Charlie Vega. How do we find out more information?
So I'm at crystalwrote.com. I've got a ton of info there. And if you want to pick up the book, it's at your favorite local bookstore or online retailer.
Great. Take care to you.